It's hard to get them on. I can't get the pink one on, actually.
Can you not? Do you want me to give you a hand?
No, it's all right. I can't do it, Mummy.
Shall I do it?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie, then.
I'll get one of these. One of those. I'll get some colours for you if you want some, all right?
Okay, what are you making?
Necklace for me.
Oh, right, I see.
Can you get those?
We haven't played with these for a long time, have we?
Mummy, which one shall I put on of these hats?
Whichever one you want, darling. Did you want all the same colours, or do you want to mix the colours up?
Mix the colours up.
Okay, then.
So, don't put them on. Do you know, like this? Mm-hmm. Like this. Like that.
Yeah.
Like this. So put this joint to this.
Okay, then.
Like that. Do different patterns. Yeah, that's good. I'll give you some colours. Let's see if it's right now.
I wonder who gave you this.
I don't know.
I can't remember. You got this for your last birthday. You got this for your fourth birthday.
Fourth?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it can fit on me. Not quite. No, not quite. And I'll put this on.
Watch foot.
Yeah, watch foot. Can you put this on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Shall we work together on it?
I think that would be a good idea, wouldn't it? That'd be nice to work together, wouldn't it?
Like, perfect. That's good, Mum. I'll do that. Getting bigger, isn't it?
It is.
Thanks, Mum.
Might fit you now. Want to try?
No way! You're gonna put it. Oh, that's big.
Yeah, I'm able to do it.
I can do it. I think I can.
Try add an orange one in between, because that makes it so that's not the same colours. Oh, we can do it like this, and it will fit. Like that.
There we go.
How's that?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I shall put earrings on me.
You want to?
Put two on right there.
If you want to.
I've got three on. This would be nice.
Put those two on as well.
Yeah.
There you go, one on there.
One on there. No. Why did you put it there?
And there's a bit of a space.
I was thinking to put on Paul Bear, but then I forgot to put it on me. That's the wrong way.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I think so.
I could put the butterfly here.
You could do.
No, I think I can do the butterfly.
What's the daisy?
No, I can't.
Do you want me to do it? The flower fell off as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want a pink butterfly on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I could put one of the hats.
Do you want another pink butterfly on this side as well then?
Yeah, then I could put. Try to get this pinky little. This pinky thing. How do you get the pink top?
You got the pink hearts?
Yeah, one here and one here. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. One little heart. Oh,
what?
Two hearts. There we go.
Like that.
It's beautiful, Hannah. That's a beautiful necklace. Hey, what's all this furniture doing in your car? What's all that doing in there? Is she moving out? Is she moving out of the doll's house and going somewhere else with all furniture?
What does furniture mean?
All the things that go in a house is called furniture. The chairs, the bed, the toys.
The woof woof.
The woof woof.
Yeah.
Woof, doggy. Woof. Where are they going?
Mexico.
They're going to where?
Mexico.
And Mexico?
Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it is there. Just pretend that this is their house at Mexico.
Oh, right, okay. And they're going to live in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Look.
Oh.
Someone's made not a good mess in there. And here's his hat. They pretend he brought his hat with him. Look at our house. Jump, dance to the music, and we brought these wheels as well. They're getting everything out of the car that they want to bring
to Mexico.
Yeah. They're even bringing our chairs. He doesn't hurt them.
I don't know why. I think it would hurt you if you sat in a car with lots of chairs on top of you. Wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
What if I was at the very bottom?
You think you'd be squashed? Don't you?
No.
If we put you in the car and put the sofa on top of you, don't you think you'd be a bit squashed?
No, what if I was in here?
What if you're in that car?
No. If you and me were a dog and someone was playing with us and they put it in there, I wouldn't. I was real.
Yeah.
In real life when I was little.
Okay then.
Only if I was giant. Only if I was a small teeny weeny person, I'll see you.
Okay then.
Like this.
Right. But you're not a small teeny weeny person, are you?
No. And you even brought this. And this. Does that look like a lot?
It does.
The grandma's that's the grandma's feet. I think it is. And they bring in this. And they're not bringing the chairs. They're bringing this. And this. And they're bringing this and this. And
they're bringing a lot of things, aren't they?
This and this. They're bringing the last thing. This. No, this is going to be the very last.
Hope you haven't lost anything.
This. No. Everything's more underneath there.
Is it? Yeah.
And they're bringing this to not make it spill.
What is it? Is it soup?
Yeah.
What sort of soup is it?
Strawberry.
Strawberry soup?
Yeah. It's a funny way of making it.
It's a funny thing to have.
Strawberry soup?
I've never heard of strawberry soup. I've heard of chicken soup.
Chicken soup?
Tomato soup.
I've had that.
Mushroom soup.
Yeah.
Do you like tomato soup? Hey?
Yeah. I've never tried it.
You've never tried tomato soup?
Yeah.
I think you have.
Well, tomato sauce.
Tomato soup.
Oh.
You eat everything that I have, so I'm sure you have tried it. Don't you? You eat all my food, don't you? Little bird.
What's a bird?
You're like a little bird. As soon as you finish your food, you come and try and take mummy's food and daddy's food, don't you? Is it funny? Hey? Is your little tummy not full from all the food that we give you?
No.
You ate all my pasta the other night, didn't you?
and it grumbled twice.
It did, that's what you said, didn't you? Your tummy rumbled twice.
Look what they're bringing. This is full! I mean empty. And they're bringing the light. They're bringing everything that they have at their house.
Are they?
But they're not bringing the food. That'd be a bit silly, wouldn't it?
Pardon?
Because at their house they don't have anything, but all the things that they left, they do have. You can't take the chairs away mean these are wedged. Oh yeah, you can. I'll suck them off. Isn't that clever?
I'm taking the stairs. Why are you taking the stairs?
They're not really taking the stairs. Squeeze it. Put this there. Look how bloody they brought! And they're gonna bring this.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing loads. Look how much they're bringing!
Wow.
And it can fit in there and we can. Woo! Hey, the doggy's not in. And they're bringing the pet cat.
Are they?
Yeah.
My goodness, I hope you don't lose all these bits.
Bits and pieces too.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They're going very slowly. Our stuff fell out. Oh no! Where can the dog eye go? I mean doggy. I'm gonna say dogger. Doggy. Zippity-doo-ow! Mum, they'll be going really slowly. Do you know why?
Why?
Because so the dog won't fall out, because look.
Yeah, because he's right at the top, isn't he?
No, he's hanging from the top. Woof woof!
I'm glad I'm not that dog hanging from the car. What happens if it goes round a corner really quickly, he'll fall off, won't he?
No.
I don't think.
He's hanging on this, like that.
The wing mirror.
Yeah. What's the wing mirror?
That's the wing mirror.
What's the wing?
It's a mirror that you look at when you're driving so you can see what's behind you. Uh-oh. It's all falling out.
They're going to take... We're going to take these all away. And start them all over again. The children are underneath there.
Are they? What are they doing underneath there?
So they don't get squashed.
Oh. My goodness me. It's a very deep car, isn't it? Wow. Put lots of things in that car.
Look how much we put it in and it fitted.
That's amazing, isn't it? What's this?
Oh,
right.
What? Did you see how much they can fit in?
Lots.
Loads.
Mmm.
Look, I put it on that under there.
But have they not arrived at their new house now?
No.
Not yet.
It's still at their old house. They're getting some things underneath. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they all don't get squashed.
I see. It's a good job we don't go like that in our car, isn't it?
I don't put us underneath.
Good job I don't put you under the bonnet, isn't it? Hey, can you imagine taking all that in our car?
Yeah.
The sofa, the chairs, the table, the cutlery, the lamps, the cushions. There wouldn't be a lot of room, would there?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Now, what if you were sitting on here? Right here.
On the dog kennel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be very comfortable, would I?
No, but look, the cushion's on.
Might be a bit smelly, though. If that's the dog's house, it might be a bit smelly. Would you want to sit in the guinea pig's cage?
No.
No? So why would I want to sit in the dog's kennel? P.U.
P.U.
It would be stinky.
You're gonna come in. be fun.
Will it be fun? Oh, be careful. That's the lamp, isn't it?
The lamp.
Have they not got any lights in Mexico?
No. So they need their lamp.
I see.
It always stays night, even when it's morning.
Does it?
Mum and Grandpa are going to sit here. They're going to sit here, enjoying. They're going to get really squashed.
Where's everybody else?
Here.
All right. Oh dear, there goes the sofa on top of Mummy and Grandad.
What? Why are you laughing?
Is that Daddy? Mm. He's on top of the sofa that's on top of Mummy.
It's not on top of Mum.
It is, look. Mum's squashed here underneath the sofa.
Only the small sofa.
Oh, well, that's alright. It's only the small sofa.
Grandma's sleeping.
Is she? She's tired. She had a busy day. Has she been working?
The baby's not going to get squashed. No, wait, I'll just get taken out.
Everything's coming out again, is it? Packing and repacking going on, isn't there?
What?
So there's a lot of packing and repacking going on, isn't there?
What does repacking mean?
It means packing things up again.
Hey, that can't fit underneath. There we go. Now the grandma and granddad are going to get really squashed.
I know what?
The mum and dad are going to be on the top. Of all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they're both out.
And then can they go to Mexico?
Yeah. Okay. But Grandpa's going to have a hat on.
So why are they going to Mexico?
Because it's their new holiday.
Oh, is it they're going on holiday?
Yeah.
It's not. They're not going to live there?
Yeah.
Oh, they are going to live there, so it's not a holiday then.
It's a living day.
If they're going to live there, that means they're not coming back.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
Where's the mum? Hey, how did the mum get there?
Or if they come back, it's just for a holiday. That means they're going to go and work there and live there. And go to school there.
Children aren't going to school there.
So they're not going to live there then, are they? Is it just a holiday?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Mexico?
No.
Do you not? You keep talking about Mexico.
When?
Well, where did you get Mexico from now? Why are they going to Mexico?
Because they have to.
Why can't they go to Canada?
Canada!
Or Spain? Or Paris? I know somebody who wants to go to Paris.
Who?
You.
Yeah.
You want to go to Paris, don't you?
And the... No.
No what?
You did something.
It was a hair. Do they want to take a hair with them to Mexico?
Yeah. And they're packing these up.
Oh, are they? What's that? Drinks.
Yeah, but not the shoes. They're packed.
Why do you want to go to Paris then, Hannah?
Because it's fun.
How do you know?
Because I've been there before.
Have you? Yeah. When did you go to Paris?
This morning.
This morning, did you? Yeah. Oh, that's fun. How did you get there?
Drive.
Did you drive?
No, I went on a plane.
Oh, you went on a plane.
By myself.
Oh, by yourself. Wow, what did you do there?
Play games.
What games did you play?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I just found a house, someone let me borrow it and played with it and stuff and something else.
Wow, that sounds very exciting.
What does exciting mean?
It means sounds like lots of fun. Very nice of someone to let you borrow their house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Off they go.
Returned the house with that teeny weeny house. Just get this pepper video. Mummy.
Yes, darling.
Pretend this was their house.
Okay.
And Mexico was right next door, and a big dog wanted to come with them. He's called Woof Woof, and he has no one.
There's another dog called Woof Woof.
No, that's not called Woof Woof, that's called what? Sparkly.
It's called Spark. I thought he was called Woof Woof.
No. Look at Woof Woof!
Oh dear, something's fallen out. Oh, look at that poor little dog hanging off the side. I hope he's not getting hurt. I hope his bum's not rubbing against the floor.
Look.
Yeah.
It's a toy. He's sticking his bum into the children.
So have they got to Mexico yet?
No.
Not yet.
They have to go over the hills.
It is a long way to Mexico though, isn't it?
It's taking ages and ages.
Is it as far as Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know, I was asking you. Because you went to Paris this morning, didn't you? So did you make any friends in Paris?
No.
No?
Don't tell Dad that because I didn't really.
Did you not really? Oh, I thought you did. I was going to say, did you take your passport with you?
Yeah.
I thought you took your passport and you went to Paris this morning.
Did you see me? No.
No, I didn't. You're a funny girl though, aren't you?
I put earrings in. Do earrings hurt you?
No.
I can hear stuff without my earrings.
We will go to Paris though one day, because I know you want to go, don't you?
And how many days do I have to go home? Next one's going to come over.
Pardon?
Are they going to have three sleeps? And how next one's going to come over?
Yes.
Three more sleeps with Holly. Mixer, he's gonna look up to our house, our house.
Don't bang your feet like that, please. Hannah.
Why?
Because I don't like it.
It's broke.
Oh no. Never mind. We can fix it easily. Ta-da. No. It's all fixed again.
It isn't. Only I can fix it. La,
beautiful. You look so pretty.
Can I look in the mirror like this?
Hey. Oops, Daisy. Have you broken it again?
Yeah.
Oh dear. That's no good. So have you got anything exciting to tell me?
No.
No? Oh.
Didn't do anything exciting.
You didn't do anything exciting?
You fasten this up.
Yep. Come here then, Munchkin.
This is going to be your round of nothing.
That's your belt, Hannah.
I know.
You're going to break it.
No, I'm not.
You will. It's not to play with.
I know.
So why do you keep playing with it? You're supposed to be wearing it, not playing with it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
No, you can't, because look, all these little beads will break if you're not careful. You don't want that to happen, do you? Because then there'll be beads all over the floor, won't there? Hey? It's a pretty belt, isn't it? I think part of it might have broken already.
Where?
Let's have a look. I don't know. I'm sure that's supposed to be joined on.
Like this?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm not too sure, Hannah. Should we put on that dress?
No. No.
No. Where should we put it?
I know. The necklace.
The necklace for Lucy Lamb?
Yeah. And then you can go out here. And,
careful.
And then you can go out there. The necklace. I got a beautiful necklace. That is so shiny.
And you're playing with it again.
And I play with it again. Hey, my ears. Ouchy, ouch, ouch. You're not allowed. Why? I bet Dad will be happy.
Why? Because you made a beautiful necklace.
Now I bet he'll say, you look lovely.
I bet he does as well. You're pretty neck because you've got a butterfly in your dress as well there, haven't you?
Where?
There.
This little butterfly.
That is a butterfly.
Stripey wing.
Yeah, it has got stripey wings, hasn't it? Oops. There you go. You've got stripey buttons as well, look. Look, there's a butterfly there, look. Can you see that butterfly? Oh yeah, butterflies on your buttons.
Butterfly.
Turn around. No, there's a heart on your back there.
Where?
On your back. You won't be able to see it. You have to take your dress off to see it.
Can't.
Cherries here, look.
Cherries!
Do you think tea will be ready yet?
No.
No. Don't think we should go downstairs and see if tea's ready. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why?
To see it. Where?
You could have seen it in the mirror as well, Hannah.
Where's that? Oh.
It's like a sunshine, isn't it? Look, it's got all these rays going around it. It's like a sunshine heart, isn't it?
Yeah. Naked. I don't want anyone to see my tum-tum.
Pardon?
I don't want anyone to see my tum-tum. But someone can already can.
Who?
You!
Will you?
So I can do that.
Not want to help you with your buttons?
No.
Fine. I think tea's ready now. Come on, let's go downstairs. I'll do your buttons. What? We're going to have tea.
I'm naked.
Are you hungry?
No.
You're not naked, you mad child.
What does naked mean?
It means you've got absolutely no clothes on.
I get naked when I go in the bath, so hey!
Yes, you do. But you're not in the bath now, and you're not getting in the bath now, are you? So hey! To you too.
So hey! So hey! Even if you put all my clothes off, so hey! So hey!
You mad child.
So, hey!
Right, come then, Munchkin.
Put this on. Now, the boom's in my boom.
Put what on? Oh, your necklace.
Does it go this way?
Let's have a look.
There's a metal witch.
Yeah, that's it. Right, turn around then. There we go. Beautiful necklace. How many things have you got in your necklace? One.
No, I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nope.
How many?
1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7.
That's right, because you've got how many? 2 hearts, 2 butterflies, and 3 gems, haven't you?
So 2 and 2 and 3 make 7.
That's right, it does, doesn't it?
Let's go down.
Let's go and get some TTT. Do you want this as well?
What?
Do you want the hair slide as well? That doesn't go on your necklace, does it?
No, wait.
It's supposed to go in your hair.
Ah.
Right, come on then. Let's go.
I want to put this in though. Careful.
There you go.
Yeah, you can look in the mirror if you want.
They can extra crawl. They can extra cry. They can they're extra strong. They're extra eating. One day a striped fox named Swiper.
That's it.
Started
swiping
everyone's bananas. Hey,
good girl. Even swiped
the super baby
food. Banana
baby food.
Oh, he's naughty, that swiper, isn't he?
Super baby banana food.
Banana food.
Didn't say baby banana food.
It does say baby's banana. Oopsie-daisy.
The
Super. Babies.
Wanted to get to her it rare.
Baby. Banana food. Back.
Bananas. Map said to her had.
Good girl.
Through the bubble bath. And
climb
up the
building.
Blocks. And
that's
how
we'd
get to the bananas.
Good girl, well done. That's baby talk, isn't it?
No, wait,
That says goo goo ga ga.
Goo goo gaga. Is that how babies talk? Goo goo gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, what are those little things?
Maybe they're like little steering wheels so that they can pretend that they're driving.
Oh.
I guess that's what it's for.
First, we need.
Whose hat is this?
Dad's in the car.
Okay. Well, you need to put that back in there before it gets lost, don't
you?
Back in the house.
The people aren't there.
Well.
So, put it there.
Either put it with the people or put it back in the house.
I'll put it back in the house. Wait. 3, 2, 2, 3 liter. Then.
What are you reading?
This.
Find
the
bubble.
Bubble.
Bath. Full stop. Breath. The super babies used their super hearing
to
hear
the
bubbles all
the way down the
road.
Pop, pop, pop.
Well done.
Pop, pop, pop.
Your bedroom is such a mess, Hannah.
No, it
isn't.
It is.
What
does such a mess mean?
It's messy.
What does that mean, though?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
It means it's not very tidy.
It means untidy.
Yes, it's untidy. What are these? Where do these come from?
Grandma and Granddad.
Pardon?
Grandma and Granddad.
Grandma and Granddad?
Well, from Florida.
All right. Broken good. Crayon.
That's mine.
Empty goo. Box.
Goo. Goo. Ga. Ga. Goo goo ga ga. Goo goo ga ga. Goo goo ga ga. Goo goo ga ga.
Mm-hmm. That's baby talk, isn't it?
We get... What does that say?
What? When?
That we... No, I can read all of this. When Gert got to the
building blocks,
we had to
find
a way to get up to the
try it
cliff.
Good girl. Well done, Hannah.
No, I know that.
We've read that sentence already.
A way to get up. Anyway. A way to get up to the cliff.
Well done.
We
needed
to
use
the
blocks
to make soup.
No.
Steps.
Good girl.
The blocks.
Good girl.
Were
too
heavy for
no.
Boots.
That's that you said it.
And me to
lift. Well done.
Me to lift.
No, the blocks were too heavy for Boots and me to lift.
But it weren't for the babies.
No, because they're super babies, aren't they?
Goo ga ga ga.
Goo goo ga ga.
Goo goo ga ga.
That's it.
Goo goo ga. But the super babies
could
bur.
No, Hannah. That's not a bur.
Dur.
That's it. Do.
Do.
Good girl.
To her at ya.
They.
They.
Super.
Super.
Lifted.
Lifted. The. Building blocks. And.
That's it. Made.
Made. The.
No, that's a ver.
Five.
Super.
Such a
Five super steps.
We
counted
in
Spanish.
Spanish as was we.
That's it. Climbed
to the top.
Uno,
dos,
tres,
cuatro,
cinco. That's how you count to five in Spanish, isn't it? Hey, look at that. I didn't know Lucy Lamb had a butterfly on her.
Her boom boom.
And you've got a butterfly on your nightdress now, haven't you? You've got lots of butterfly things, haven't you? There's a butterfly on your dress today, butterfly on the buttons, butterfly on your lamb, butterfly on your nightdress. And butterflies on your necklace. Wow. Is it a butterfly day today, do you think?
Look.
Shall I read it?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay then. Sea backpack. Luckily, backpack had some bottles for the super babies. After having a super drink, the super babies were ready to take off again.
No. I know the. Wait. How?
What?
They're the same. Pink and white, blue and blue, white. One. Is that for the girl? That's for the boy.
I guess.
Oh, that's for the girl. That's for the boy.
I don't know. Could be either, couldn't it? It's two of everything, isn't it? Because there's two babies. Because they're twins.
Yes.
That's twins. Twins are two babies that are born at the same time. And one's a girl and one's a boy, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Dora's twin brother and sister. See, look, one's a girl, one's a boy. Does it say what their names are in this?
No.
Super babies. No. It doesn't say, does it? It just says my baby brother and sister. Oh, we don't know what the names are, do we?
No. But what if we were, don't you, with the mama? We would.
What, darling?
If we did have the baby with Dora, and you with the mama, Dora,
yeah.
We would.
Oh, yeah.
See? Super babes!
Super babies! Where did you get that book from?
Library.
The library?
The bookshop. Library.
You're going to put that book back?
I'm looking at it.
You're putting the super baby book back? Super baby!
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Super baby! Super baby! Oh, do you want to look at another book?
Yeah.
We didn't actually read this. What other books are there? Dora's Fairy Tales, Dora's Bedtime Adventure, and Learn with Dora.
Have you got covers on?
You've got what on?
My sister's got covers on.
She's got a little blanket, hasn't she?
Do you mean he, she?
No, the little girl's at the front.
Should have said that.
What are you doing now?
Get the book out. For the builder.
You look like Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder, can you fix it?
Bob on the Run.
Mummy.
Why don't you find a book that you can read?
No.
Can I wear your necklace?
No. No.
Why?
Because.
But it's such a pretty necklace. Did Daddy like your necklace?
Yeah. The flower came off.
Oh dear, that flower keeps on falling off, doesn't it?
Which flower?
This one.
Mummy, watch. I'm going to magical. Put this down. Her mouth moves.
Very clever. What did Daddy say about your necklace?
Nothing.
Nothing? Did not say it's the prettiest necklace I've ever seen. Would you like your tea then?
Yeah, that's funny.
And did you eat all your tea up?
Nearly all of it.
Nearly, not all of it. Did you not like it? Or were you just full up?
I was just full up.
Did you have any dessert?
Yeah.
What did you have for dessert?
Yogurts.
Did you? Let me guess. Did you have two yogurts?
Yeah.
And did you wash them out?
I didn't. Dad did.
Oh, did he? Have you got lots of pots to take to school now?
Mummy, what? Do you think that will be the same as the other one? Shall I have a look? Or if it goes around?
You can take your pots into Miss Pollitt then. Hey?
Yeah.
What does Miss Pollitt do with all the yoghurt pots?
We're making robots, like a robot out of toilet rolls.
Oh, do you not need to take toilet rolls in as well then?
No. That's naughty, isn't it?
What are they doing?
They're building.
They're not building, they're knocking it down, aren't they?
Why?
Because they're going to knock it down to build a new one. That one must be very, very old and must not work very well. Maybe it's got lots of holes in it. Look, there's holes in the roof, so they need to knock it all down so they can build a brand new one that's nice and warm and comfy. You know, like in the program that we watch, move that bus, yeah. Move that bus.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what they're going to do? They're going to knock this down, build a brand new one, and put a big bus in front and say, move that bus. Move that bus.
Quick.
You like that program, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it.
Well, look, it's pouring it in.
That's all the rubble.
What's rubble?
Rubble.
What does that mean?
That's all the things that have been knocked down, all the bricks and the wood. It's called rubble. So if you knock something down, if you knock a building down, all that's left is called rubble.
My eyes are moving so much. Well, do you think this will be the same as the other one?
Don't know.
Let's see then. Bye-bye, I'm going into the ground. See ya.
See ya.
Here comes me again. No way. Look, Mummy's like this, yeah? Mm-hmm. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop. Look at the eyes, Bob. Look at the eyes to you, too. Look at the eyes to you. Look at the eyes to you, too.
Shall I put your necklace away?
No!
Where do you want your necklace then?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Let's put it somewhere. Otherwise you might lose it.
I might lose it. Put it on her head.
Oh, put it on Lammy again. Is Lammy going to wear it tonight and look after it for you?
Right.
Oopsie-daisy.
Whoopsie. See this way.
Very good.
Do you like my necklace?
It's caught on her ear.
No, it isn't.
Is Lucy Lamb going to bed with you tonight?
Hmm?
Is she?
Hey, fell off again!
Oh dear. I think if it keeps falling off, you shouldn't take it into bed with you. Put it somewhere safe. Because if it comes off in the night, it won't be very comfortable if you roll over it.
I put it in here.
Okay. Trampoline. What?
I can't breathe. I can read a bit in these stories. Here come Christmas stories. I love these Christmas stories. It's not Christmas.
Yeah, you can read them whenever you want, can't you? Doesn't mean you can only read them at Christmas time.
Yeah. Hammer, 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 hammer.
Hannah?
What?
I didn't tell Daddy you went to Paris this morning.
Thanks.
Why do you think Daddy would be worried if I told him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mum, choose which one you want me to read just a little bit. We're going to choose this.
I think this one.
I think... Wait, One Snowy Night.
One Snowy Night?
Yeah.
Which one's One Snowy Night?
The?
That says The Night Before Christmas.
The Night Before Christmas.
Want to read that one?
I want to read this one.
The Christmas Walk.
Yeah, The Christmas Walk.
Do you like going on walks?
Yeah. The... No, I don't care with this. I can read this one. They gave their...
I'm supposed to read the first page.
What?
It's the start at the beginning, not the middle. Shall we have a look? Come on, let's read it together. Do you want to read it with Mummy?
I'll read this book, but you read all the other bits.
Okay, then.
No, I'll hold it.
The Walk to School Week.
What does it say?
It says The Walk to School Week.
I'll hold it.
Alright. Stacy and Steve made Christmas presents. That must be Stacy and that must be Steve. They took a Christmas walk to deliver them. They made Grandma a card.
Aww.
That's nice. You like making cards, don't you? You make cards for Mummy, don't you? They gave a scarf to their mailman.
They gave... Their
sitter.
No, I can read it. They gave their sitter new earrings.
That's right. That's their babysitter.
Look, she likes the earrings.
Hmm. She likes them, doesn't she? Do you like them?
Yeah, go ahead.
When they got home, there were presents waiting for them. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they went out for a walk to give everybody lots of presents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came home, there was lots of presents for them. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, which one do you want to read now, Mum? That one's gone away now, so is which one?
I don't know. You choose one.
Oh, yeah.
I chose one before and you didn't want to read it.
No, Mummy, why did you pile these up?
Oh, I don't know.
Which?
I'm going to read this one.
I'll choose now.
You see? Every time I choose one, you don't want it. You want to choose something else.
Because you, me.
Okay, well, it's gone you so far, hasn't it?
I'll choose this one. No. This one.
No.
No.
This one.
Yes. I'll hold it. I'll hold every each one.
Racer and Pacer couldn't wait for Christmas. It's funny names for reindeer, isn't it?
Racer and Pacer.
Mm-hmm,
I think that was Racer and that's on Pacer.
Is it?
Each day they would practice flying in the air. But one day Racer fell and hurt his foot.
Oh, so that's Racer, that's Pacer.
Yeah. Oh dear, that's not very good, is it, if he falls and hurts his foot? How's he going to fly through the air?
I don't know.
Racer was sad. Now he couldn't pull Santa's sled. Racer said next year they would fly together. Aww. Mm. Never mind. Hey, next year they'll fly together, won't they? Do you know all the names of Santa's reindeers?
I only know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm.
That one's crossed out. That was your turn to pick.
I pick that one.
You pick that one.
Yes.
Do I hold all of them? Okay.
Small Pine was a crooked little tree. He lived in Sam's backyard. Christmas was coming soon. Small Pine wanted to be Sam's Christmas tree. But another, bigger, straighter tree was chosen. Oh. On Christmas morning, Sam looked outside. Red birds covered Small Pine and the sun shone like a star. Small Pine, cried Sam, you look like a Christmas tree. Small Pine smiled. He could always be Sam's Christmas tree. Oh, that's a nice story, isn't it?
Now I pick one. I hold all of them. I will choose this one.
The Night Before Christmas. Oh, this is a nice one. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Then out on the... Then out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. There's a bit missing, but they've not printed it in this book. It's all right, go on. They've missed bits out of this poem. Go on. I suppose it's to make the book shorter. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
What does a bound mean?
With a jump. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
What does a jerk mean?
It's like a quick move like that.
Hey.
Yeah. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh, that was a short
Did you
night
choose
before
one?
Christmas. Did you choose one? No, you chose that one, didn't you? But yeah. I'll let you choose another one.
Did you? Okay. What's this one?
Oh, excuse me. Teddy's Surprise.
Teddy's Surprise.
Mm-hmm. The Bear family was getting ready for Christmas. Everyone was busy making gifts. But Teddy was having trouble with his. After Grandma's visit, Teddy knew just what to give. Bear hugs! That's nice, isn't it?
The end.
The end.
I pick one. Mix them all up.
Bear hugs. Who wants a bear hug?
Me.
Oh, can I have a Hannah hug?
Yeah.
I like Hannah hugs better than bear hugs.
I'll choose this one. Oh, no. I'll choose this one. Oh, yes.
Right, this is the last one now.
Why?
Because
why?
Because it's getting late and it's nearly bedtime. That's why.
No. Mix. This one.
Isn't that the one you just picked?
No.
All right. What?
I picked that one.
All right. Santa Saves Christmas. Marty was bringing candy to the North Pole. His truck got stuck.
Stuck, stuck.
They rhyme, don't they?
Stuck, stuck.
Marty called Santa for help. Santa saw Marty's message in the snow.
Because
it says SOS.
SOS.
The reindeer pulled Marty's truck out of the snow. Santa and Marty put the candy in Santa's bag just in time. The end. That's it. Do you know how many books we've read? We've read half the books. There's one, because there's six here, isn't there? That means we must have read four books.
Six.
Oh. Are there 12 books? I thought there was only 10 books. Are there 12 books?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
So there are six.
There one, are... two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Wait, one, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, so there are 12 books, aren't there?
Silly mummy.
Silly mummy. So we did read half of them, didn't we? Right, okay, time to put them away.
So we read these much.
Mm-hmm.
Then we read all these.
That's right.
Time to...
We can read the other six another day, can't we?
Yeah, so the bottom ones can be the ones that we've already read. The top can be the ones that we haven't.
Okie dokie then.
With books.
I don't know.
Here it is. Here it is.